Saram dear listeners and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we continue our series where we learn some of the beautiful bhajans that used to be sung in the yesteryears in the Sanctum Sanctorum in Prashanthinilayam. And today we have a beautiful one. It's on Lord Krishna and the love that Radha had for Lord Krishna. In fact, in the earlier era, you had many bhajans which were based on the worship and adoration of Lord Krishna and Rama. And this is one such simple, beautiful melody. So here is how this bhajan flows. Let's listen to the first line of the bhajan.
Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan Radhe, Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe.
So this is what we will learn now. Let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and then we will have a discussion on the bhava aspect of this bhajan with Brother Sai Prakash. Brother Sai Prakash had the opportunity to visit Vrindavan and Mathura in the recent past, and he has his beautiful memories of being in these places which resonate so much with the leelas, the divine sport of Lord Krishna, the sacred ground where Gopikas, Gopalas and Radha played with Lord Krishna. So we will listen to his reminiscences and his insights on what this bhajan means to us. And then we'll move on to the final lap of this program where we'll listen to the Mandir version of this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan Radhe, Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe, 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 Madhura Murali Baje, Nanda Kishoraki Payal Baje, Rumajhuma Rumajhuma Payal Baje.
Now that you know the lyrics, here is how the bhajan should be sung. Brother Srinivasulu along with Brother Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale A Pancham.
Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan Radhe, 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 Vrindavan Radhe, 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 Vrindavan Radhe, 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 Vrindavan Radhe, Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe, Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe, Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe, Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe, 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 Madhura Murali Baje, Radhe, Radhe, Madhura Murali Baje, Radhe, Radhe, Madhura Murali Baje, Nanda Kishor Ki Payal Baje, Kishor ki payal baje, Rumajhuma Rumajhuma payal baje, Rumajhuma Rumajhuma payal baje, Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan Radhe,
So that is a lovely tune, very simple, beautiful bhajan adoring Lord Krishna. Brother Srinivasulu gave us a slow and clear demonstration of how it flows. And now let us learn a little more about the composition of the bhajan from Anirudh. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the swaras and the raga of the bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
It's a short and sweet melody bhajan. It's very tough to classify into, you know, one particular raga. And so sweet is that namavali that, you know, I actually don't feel like going into the technicalities of the, like which raga or the debates, the usual debates of which raga, what is that note, where is the deviation, etc. You just get immersed in the bhajan. So that's how magical the tune is. That's how beautifully it is composed. I think a composition is ideal when it actually makes you go into the music, not into deep into the technicalities of the music. Yes.
When the music becomes only a means.
Exactly.
And not the goal.
Yeah. So the moment you hear a composition and you start thinking of, oh, from raga to this raga to that raga, I think the purpose of the music is deviated.
Yes.
So if it takes you towards God with a smooth, you know, take off like a aircraft, then I think it is the composition. That's what I think Swami wants. So, having said that, this bhajan actually it's made of some just few notes, like five notes, say like. Sa re ga ma pa ma ga re sa. So it's very tough to say which raga it actually belongs to, but I can see the flavor or the similarity of some of the bhajans with this particular bhajans. One raga which I am reminded of is Shivaranjani in the classical music, which is sung like this. Sa re shudri ga komal ga pa dha shuddha dha. So these are the basic notes of Shivaranjani. You also have komal notes and also some shuddha notes like dha dha pa. Also pa da sa ri ga ga. I mean, this is proper Shivaranjani, but we are not going into the proper Shivaranjani because the bhajan doesn't go into the proper Shivaranjani. The very first line starts off with a Shivaranjani kind of a feel. Pada sari ga ri sa da sa. Those notes. So you also have bhajan like Nandalala, Nandalala. Similar flavor. Nanda Mukunda Hari Nandalala. Karunantaranga Kari Raja Vara. Radhe Radhe Vrindavan Radhe. So it's somewhat similar. Of course, when it goes to the third and the fourth line, you have the Shuddha Ga. Radhe Radhe Madhura Murali Baje Baje Gama Gare. So both Gas are there. And also this, the third line. Radhe Radhe Madhura Murali Baje. It's so beautifully composed out of, you're just calling out to the Lord. And if you listen to Brother Srinivasulu singing that line with so much of emotion, I think it makes more justice if you sing with bhava, that line especially. Because it is, the whole phrase is composed in such a way that you call out to the Lord. Radhe Radhe Madhura Murali Baje Nanda Kishor Ki Payal Baje Ruma Jhuma Ruma Jhuma Payal Baje Radhe Radhe Vrindavan Radhe. I think it's good to once practice a bhajan without the beat and just with the shruti, so that we'll more get the feel of the bhajan.
Sure.
like how I sang just one or two lines without the beat.
Yeah.
I think for every bhajan, if we do that, maybe we can...
Clarity of the notes.
Clarity of the notes is one thing. That is a technical aspect. Also, what is the mood of the bhajan?
Yes.
So the mood of the bhajan gets more clarified when you sing without beat.
Yes.
Just for practice.
Absorbing yourself more.
Exactly.
In the feel of the bhajan.
Exactly. So what is the feel of the bhajan? Like, what are the lines where I need to give that bhava? And especially when I sing the higher notes.
Yes.
Where to control, where to sing open. So these nuances, I think it will be helpful if you sing the bhajan without beats, if you practice the bhajan once without beat, and then finally when it gets translated into the as a Prashanti Mandir bhajan, yes, of course, we need to practice with harmonium and tabla, so that it's, or with the simple talam, so that we are on beat and not going off beat.
Okay, so since bhajan is more about the feel and than the notes, let's just do the swaras only so that it helps those who are trying to learn the bhajan to play in the different musical instruments, and so that it gives us greater clarity on the tune of the bhajan. And then we can spend time just only ruminating on the feel of the bhajan and relishing the ecstasy in the bhajan.
Yeah. So let's take the first line now.
Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan Radhe, Pada Sari Ga, Gari Sani Sari,
Pada Sari Ga, Gari Sani Sari,
Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe, Nini Sari Sari Gari Sasa,
Nini Ni Sari Sari Gari Sasa,
Radhe Radhe Madhura Murali Baje, Sa Pa 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 Ma Pa Ma Ga Ma Magari Sa,
Sa Pa
very simple too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Swaras also.
Even the words rumajhuma rumajhuma reminded me of one more bhajan.
Gopala Gopala, yes. Nacho Gopala rumajhuma rumajhuma, yes. Nacho.
And there is one more bhajan which in the vintage bhajans only.
Murali dhara bada chitta cho.
So in this bhajan you have the third and the fourth line.
Rumak jhumak jhum gunguru baje, rum jhum payal baje.
Beautiful. So we'll do the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is simple 8 beat, Adi Talam or Keherva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan Radhe.
Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe.
Govinda Gopala Nache Radhe.
Radhe.
Sure.
So much, Arvind Sai and Anilu.
Thank you, brother.
Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So we are now done discussing the technicalities of this bhajan, and let's move on now to soaking ourselves in the bliss of this bhajan. You are now going to listen to a conversation with Brother Sai Prakash, someone who has been with Bhagwan for nearly 3 decades. Being a student in his school and in his university, and recently also had the opportunity to visit Mathura and Vrindavan. So he shares his insights and his reflections on Radha Krishna Bhakti.
Saram, Brother Sai Prakash, and welcome to the Bhava session of Bhajan Classroom.
Thank you, Vishu. Thank you for having me.
You've been there playing in the mandir harmonium for all the new bhajans that we've been introducing week after week. So how did it feel when you heard this bhajan, Radhe Radhe Vrindavan Radhe?
The bhajan is really very simple, very beautiful, and it gives you the whole connection with Krishna and his childhood and the leelas that he did there.
Did it take you back in time? Sort of, it's sort of the feel of the bhajan is also like in that manner, isn't it?
Actually, you know, the beauty is those tunes and those melodies are very, very, very devotional in a sense. Mm. And some of the old bhajans which really touch us are very nama-centric, means nama-sankirtan.
Absolutely.
So, Radhe, Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, these are just, you know, names. And yes. So, Swami says nama-sankirtan is so powerful. Yes. And that often gives you the bhava also.
Absolutely. I mean, that is one of the most unique things if you look at all these bhajans which Mohan Rao sir and Nirati sir have been singing.
Right.
And you have very simple lyrics, just the namavalis, and very simple lovely tunes.
Right.
And of course, we have had a lot of bhajans which are Krishna-centric.
Mm-hmm.
And this one especially, again, is very simple. And you have the mention of Radha so many times. And you know, when I heard this bhajan, Radhe, Radhe, Vrindavan, Radhe, and Nache, Radhe, it sort of takes you back in the to the times of Dwapara Yuga. You know, the way Krishna used to play with the Gopikas and the Gopalas.
Absolutely. It creates a very nice atmosphere, yeah.
It creates that kind of a scene in your mind, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And of course, these days, in one sense, you can recreate that in your mind when you think about the earlier Vrindavan days. Mm-hmm. When you hear to the stories of the students, mm-hmm, who used to stay with Bhagwan in the 70s and in the old bungalow days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just reading Anil Kumar, sir, our Dr. Anil Kumar,
mm-hmm,
from the chemistry department, and he was saying how every morning they used to go, and, you know, there was not a moment where they were not hanging around the old bungalow, because you don't know when Swami will part the curtain.
Right, right.
Spend 24 hours just finding. And, you know, that is how it was with the Gopikas and Gopalas, isn't it? And Sai Prakash, you are someone who had the chance to visit Vrindavan, isn't it?
Yes. When I was in Delhi, I did visit Vrindavan. Not once, I think 3-4 times I've been there.
Oh, wow.
I've been there 3-4 times. And to be very frank, minus the traffic and the monkeys, it's magical.
Oh, wow.
There's, you know, there's so many monkeys there. Actually, it's their right. It's their place. I mean, we should not even curse them. But very, very active monkeys. Mm. They come and snatch away everything that you have.
Oh.
And they know how to snatch away your glasses. If you're wearing glasses, they snatch away your glasses. And they don't break them. They give you time.
Oh.
So, if you are able to offer something to them, then they throw back your glasses.
Okay.
They are like properly trained monkeys, and they have practiced it several times, so they have perfected the art. And if you don't give anything, then it doesn't matter whether your glasses are, you know, simple ones or photo gray ones or whatever it is, it's all gone. No, that is the monkeys there in Vrindavan. And there is a lot of traffic because the roads are still very narrow and it's an old city, old town. Basically, when I did a little bit of inquiring, I understood that after the Dwapara age, like nobody knew where this Vrindavan existed. Because it is all forest. It is all just forest. It is, Yamuna is there. And, you know, so many hundreds of kilometers, the banks of Yamuna. Which spot exactly is Vrindavan? And where exactly was, Krishna? Where did he spend his time with the gopis? Where was he born? None of these things were known apparently. And it was Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came and revived the whole place.
Oh, wow.
And he came and he said, this is the spot. He went and said, this is the spot where Krishna and the Gopikas danced. Because the moment he went to that spot, he was lost in a trance. He was just, you know, he went back in time and he literally participated in the Rasleela. So he said, this is the place where they had the Rasleela. This is the place where Krishna was born. This is the place, of course, Krishna was born in Mathura. Not Mathura, it is a little bit, distant from the Vrindavan village. So, you know, that entire place was kind of, revived by Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in Vrindavan, there are two, three very nice Nanda's houses there, which is still there as it is. And of course, now the most popular temple there is Banke Bihari, where Lord Krishna is, the murti is so beautiful. And the sage, he found the statue in the Nidhivan itself. He found the statue in Nidhivan itself, and then the statue was taken and then installed in this Bhagavad.
What is Nidhivan?
Nidhivan is the forest where the Rasleela happened.
Okay.
It's like a forest and it's very beautiful. In fact, even today when you go, it's cordoned off and it's like a set of about 100 or 150 tulsi plants. So now these tulsi plants are very unique. They are like the one tulsi. So these are not like the tulsi which you have at home and which you do regular worship. So these one tulsi have, you know, they are nearly 5.5 to 6 feet high. They almost grow like small trees. And the uniqueness in that tulsi one is every tree, you can call it a tree, tulsi tree, has two twigs. The main stem, which the main trunk which is there, is actually very thin and slender trunk because it's not like a huge tree. It is, it is not just a creeper. It is not just a shrub. It is in between all that. And it's not a fully grown tree as well. But the beauty is every place there are two.
Okay. Two
slender ones intertwined.
Oh wow. Radha and Krishna.
Absolutely. That is the significance.
Wow.
Every place there are two.
Wow.
And it's very magical. The whole place is very magical, especially if you go, you know, early in the mornings with the morning sun in it. It's really beautiful. What happens is certain, rituals are still followed there. And so you are allowed to go in and you can take a walk. The first thing you come across is this well. So there is a well, and the legend goes that when they were having the Rasleela, one of the Gopikas had was feeling very thirsty, and Krishna just touched his flute to the ground, and that is where this well, which still has water. And so that is the first thing you encounter. Then you go to a place which is very, it's a Radha Mahal, it's called. It's a small room with a nice bed And, you know, several offerings that people make, they have bangles, they have laddu, they have prasad, they have kumkum, they offer several things. And invariably the next morning when they come and open the doors, the door is locked at night.
Mm-hmm.
Invariably the prasad has been eaten.
Oh.
Even today.
Oh my God.
Even today. And sometimes the bangles are broken. So they say that Radharani comes every night. Mm-hmm. There to that place, and then Lord Krishna also comes. And the beauty about Nidhivan is that after evening times it's closed, because people believe that every night the Rasleela still happens.
Wow, fantastic.
The Rasleela still happens. So no human being has the power and the, you know, capability of actually witnessing the Rasleela.
Wow.
It's very beautiful. And so then that is one place where they still have this offering. Then if you go further, there is the spot where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually went into a trance when he came to that place. And that is one spot where he just stood and he was kind of lost in ecstasy. And then if you go further, there is one small temple in which Radha is holding the flute of Krishna.
Ooh.
And she says, like a mischievous game that they were playing. So Radha says, come on, give me your flute. Let's see what it is. And then she holds the flute and she is holding the flute of Krishna. Mm-hmm. And she is enacting like Krishna. And one or two other gopikas are looking and just admiring her. So that is the, those are the, they say that in that spot it happened.
Hmm.
So it's a very, very, very interesting, you know, when you go there, you're literally kind of transported back to several centuries, and you feel as if the whole thing is happening. It has a sense of continuity in it, and you feel that these things are still happening to this day.
Wow. In this line, you know, one line in this bhajan, Radhe Radhe Madhura Murali Baje.
Right.
I was thinking, you know, so what Krishna's Murali is saying is Radha Radha.
Absolutely.
Murali Baje.
Absolutely. In fact, I think it was in our 8th standard, or I'm not sure whether it was in that dance. We had a Rasleela dance.
Yes, you were part of it. Right?
Yeah, I was a part of it in our 8th standard. That was 91. Or some other drama. I'm not really clear about it. But what happened was, it somehow happened that Krishna was very fair. And Radha was dark in complexion. And Swami said, no, this is how it is. This is correct. Because Krishna was thinking so much about Radha that he got her complexion. And Radha was thinking so much about Krishna that she got his complexion.
Oh, wow. So that's how it was in the final day.
Swami said, yeah, that's how it was in the final day also. Swami said, yes, yes, Krishna has to be fair and Radha has to be dark.
Really,
this whole equation between Krishna and Radha, like all devotees, it's beyond words.
Yes.
It's beyond words, and you know, you can't really describe it in words, because that love is
yes,
totally supreme,
beyond the mind, as Bhagwan used to always say. I mean, Radha used to pray that, Lord, take away all my senses, take away my ahamkara, take away my ego, take away everything. That is how Swami explains what is the meaning of Gopala. And wow.
I mean, you should visit this thing, Vrindavan, and where then you go to Mathura, and there you have Krishna Janmabhumi, you have Kamsa's you know, palace. And that spot, the vibrations are like amazing. You just go into the palace, you go into the place, you know that this is the jail and this is the place where Lord Krishna was born. The vibrations just kind of stun you. Even for, you know, today, when you go to that place, it's really amazing. And there are spots even in Mathura where, you know, some of the leelas that Krishna performed, those are there. So, you know, whatever leelas we have read about Krishna's childhood, when you go there, you actually know where they happened and all that. So that place has that vibration.
And we really, I mean, it is really so gracious of Bhagwan, you know, that he revived these places through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, just like, but for one Adi Shankaracharya. Now, we would have not had places like Badrinath and so many places. I mean, he's the one who revived Jagannath and Badrinath, right, and all these places. Mm-hmm. So, I think at every instance, you see Bhagwan. Of course, we have had in this avatar, Bhagwan visited all the shrines, so many such powerful shrines, and recharged them. But, you know, with time, I think every now and then when there was a need, he had the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had Adi Shankara to revive. Wow. And I feel today, you know, the bhajans have become that medium, reviving this entire tradition, isn't it? Every bhajan you sing and you go back in time to some yuga, you go back in time to your precious moment with Bhagwan, you go back in time to the beautiful leelas of Rama. I mean, every bhajan is a journey, isn't it?
No, absolutely. Because what happens is it kind of focuses your mind on that theme.
Yes.
Like when you're singing the name, when you're singing, clapping, and when you're thinking, you're singing to please Swami.
Yes.
You're singing, the theme itself is Swami. Your entire contemplation is on the theme. So I think one of the most beautiful and most efficient ways of, you know, contemplating on God is through bhajans. And the more you think about Krishna and Radha and the love that Gopikas had for Krishna. In fact, Swami has spoken about it in several occasions of the intensity of love that they had. Maybe we could just conclude with one small insight which I got from one of the sages, one of the saints there.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the course of his talk that he was giving, so we were just attending the talk, he was referring to, it was Radhashtami actually that day.
Okay.
So we had gone there and very casually he was saying on the same banks of River Yamuna, all these things have happened. And, you know, he just said the statement, he said, I was there.
Oh.
So he was able to connect back to those days when he was reliving them. Means we don't have that memory of what we were in our previous births, but saints and sages, they can travel back in time and they can feel it. And he said, I was there. It was all happening here on the banks of Yamuna. And then he said, but you know, Radha also went through a lot of hardships.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to suffer a lot. And so we were like wondering why she had to suffer. And he said, because she did one very big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
She did a very big mistake. Because of that, she had to go through a lot of suffering. In fact, he said that they put her in a room and then they closed the door. And she was not able to come out and meet Krishna. And so she was pining for him so intensely, but she did one very big mistake. So we were wondering what that mistake, like we never heard of what Radha doing a mistake. He said, in her entire lifetime, for 1 second, she got a doubt whether Krishna is with her or not.
Oh.
She got a doubt. So that the doubt, why should she get that doubt? That is the biggest mistake she did. 1 second in her entire life, she got that doubt. So because of that, she had to go through a lot of hardships.
You don't even want to compare.
No, that's what I'm saying. What level of devotion and dedication. That's why it's beyond words.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about Krishna, Radha, Gopikas as if we know them very well. But the level of, you know, devotion and intensity.
You can't even say that we'll match the dust of their feet.
Yeah, it's not possible. All we have to do is just aspire that in some lifetime we will,
yes,
get that kind of burning love for the Lord.
Mm, wonderful. And I think, I hope these bhajans help us in this endeavor. These bhajans help us to just be lost. I think when we sing these bhajans, you know, there are moments when you sing these bhajans, when you feel one with the Lord, at least for that split second, at least for that 1 second, let us fully concentrate on the Lord. At least we'll get a glimpse of that Radha Bhava. We'll get a glimpse of that feeling of ecstasy of being one. Wonderful. Thank you so much,
Sankaraj,
for sharing your experience and your journey to Vrindavan.
Thank you.
Saram. So that was Brother Sai Prakash. And dear listeners, I hope you got some idea about the feel of this bhajan. There is so much that we can discuss about the love that exists between the Lord and His greatest devotee. It's an unending saga, and it's the saga that is going on all the time in our hearts too. There is a Rasa Leela that is happening within us. There is always that Swami in us and who is always playing with us. There is that divine sport happening in our heart, and if only we look inside, we will find Him and we will learn to play with Him, we will learn to live with Him, we will learn to listen to Him, and we will learn to enjoy the bliss of being with Him. Ultimately, Swami says, every devotee who pines for the Lord is Radha, and He is Krishna for every devotee. So let us pray that every bhajan becomes a tool for us to grow stronger in this endeavor of knowing Him and loving Him. Let's now sing this bhajan once again, just as it is sung in the Prashantanilaya Mandir. You will now listen to the bhajan being sung by the students of Bhagwan's University.
Us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to us. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. You can send us your feedback by sending your messages to our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. With humility and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.